19. Confucius. Hi, Jiangping. What are you reading?
It's about Confucius and his rules for life.
Rules for life? Like a religion?
Exactly. Confucianism is one of the three ways, along with Buddhism and Taoism.
Oh, I see. When did he live?
He lived from 551 to 479 BC. His life defines the end of the spring and autumn period in Chinese history. It wasn't until many years after he died that he became the dominant Chinese philosopher of morality and politics.
So, when did he become famous?
In the Warring States period from 390 to 305 BC, they extended and systematized his teaching. But they didn't become what we know today until the Han Dynasty.
So, it was years and years after his death. I guess it's a little like Jesus, whose teachings became the official religion of the Roman Empire 300 years later.
But Confucianism is all based on a terminology of morality.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, for example, he believed in benevolence, charity, humanity, and love, or overall kindness, which is called Ren.
Be kind to each other. That makes sense.
Yes, and right conduct, morality, and duty to one's neighbor. It's called righteousness, or Yi.
Yes, the Bible says we should love our neighbors, so that's a little similar.
Most religions have things in common. Also, profit, gain, and advantage, which are not proper motives for actions affecting others. It's called Li. And it's why Confucius thought that commerce and industry were bad ideas.
I see. So are these the three main things?
Yes. Ren is in the being category, Yi, the doing or means category, and Li is part of the ends category.
Sounds complicated.
A simple way to remember is this: to love others, to honor one's parents, to do what is right instead of what is advantage, to practice reciprocity, or don't do to others what you would not want yourself, to rule by moral example called de instead of by force and violence.
Okay, so be a nice, kind person, love each other, and don't fight.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.